John is digging in his markers. This Taylor, you feel like singing this morning? No, I got y'all wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all are such good friends, you know. Nothing wrong with that. I bet you'd been caught a whole lot worse. And that's not the first mistake I made either. Maybe the second.
Probably won't be the last victory.
Well, Brother Donnie was praying. He prayed about something that really touched my heart. I think I might have been wrong on what I should preach. I don't know. I got two on my mind. I might just preach both of them. Wouldn't that be all right? Get no answer out of that. Oh, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Daniel chapter 11. I like the book of Daniel. I don't know whether you do or not, but I do. Don't preach on it much, but I preach on it sometimes, and it's just a blessing to me to know that there's a man that prayed every morning, noon, and night, and there was a decree against it by the king of that time, but he still done it. It is time today that we do like him. There's a lot of things that we might think that we can't do, but God can do them for us. Yes. And Daniel always believed that. And I'm just going to read a verse or two of scripture. Now, if you found the book of Daniel chapter 11, raise your Bible up. Okay. All right, we're ready to go then. Amen. All right, verse 30. Let's go back to verse 30. Daniel chapter 11, verse 30. For the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved in return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. And the armed shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and shall take away the daily sacrifice. And they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatterers. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Something in that verse, that last verse that I just read to you, is something that, to me, we should be like him. Said, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Now, to me, that is wonderful saying. Because as this goes out to people, and you read it, it tells them and it shows us also that things can be done through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living in a time, and I keep saying this, we're living in a time when the Lord could step out any second now. We're living in a time that is so corrupt. We live in a time that people just don't want to go to church anymore. And we're living in a time that it is so confusing to people that know the Lord as their Savior and try to do right. Sometimes people around about them just don't want to do right when they say that they've been saved. And you know, they'll tell you. You get to talking to them, and you ask them what they say. Oh, yeah. Then you ask them to come to church. Oh, I don't believe in going to church. I don't need to go to church. Now, there's something wrong right there somewhere. My Bible teaches me that I'm to go to the house of God and worship him in spirit and truth. And not only that, have fellowship one with another. People that tell you they stay at home and watch TV. Well, I'm here to tell you, if they got to stand sit at home and watch TV, and they get in trouble and want to talk to the pastor, well, why don't they stick the hand in his TV and shake his hand and have a little fellowship with him?
That's right.
Huh? Isn't it so? You need to go to the house of God. I know y'all are faithful. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that what time that we are in now, when people just don't want to go. Now, these scriptures that I read to you is speaking about the time when the beast of the tribulation should come on the scene. And the beast of the tribulation, when he comes on the scene, is one that shall flatter those who do wickedly. But this word says the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Praise the Lord for that. There's a basic problem in the church today is that people just don't know God. As big as you see God is just as big as he is able to work in our lives and in the church. The church is at a standstill because we see God on a small scale. We need to see God as the Lord's scale, on the Lord's scale, at what he can do for us and what we can do for him. Somebody said we had two kinds of church members today, and how true that is. The porch sitters and the path walkers. And the ones, the members of the porch, those on the porch are looking down on those on the pathway, commenting on the mistakes they're making. Well, members on the path, those on the pathway are moving, they're praying, they're making mistakes, but they're trying to do something for the Lord. We make mistakes, yes we do, just like I called them two different ones at a few minutes ago. And I hope it didn't hurt your feelings. But anyway, I will ask you to forgive me again. All right, now, there are four things that I want to mention to you this morning before we go home and use them in the message. People who have great reactions with God. Okay, number one. We ought to have good reactions with the Lord. When sin comes on the scene, when it came in Daniel's life, he demonstrated the right kind of reaction to that wrong. We should do the same thing. We make a mistake, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to go to God and ask him to forgive us.
Right.
The Bible says we sin comes short of the glory of God. What do? Go to him, we pray. He said he will forgive us of our sins, all of our sins. And what was he else to say? You look at it on your lips too, and I can't even think of it. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what I was meant to say all the time. Okay, so it came to me. Whether to be eat, drink the wrong thing, or to quit praying, or to bow down, be reacted, or he reacted in the manner of a believer. Daniel did. Now, the evidence of a people knowing God is their reaction to wrong. Our reaction to sin, to wickedness, is evident as to whether we know God or not. Our reaction to the God-called leaders is evident whether or not we know God. And the Bible says, but the people that we do know, who do know their God, shall be strong and do exploits. So there's the first thing. People who have great reactions with God. Now, with all the sin questions today, what is your reaction to them? People who have great revelation of God. Number two. Daniel was one of those greatest revelations of God. His books filled with the visions of God, the future in God's plan, and the end time of God's judgment. In this generation of permissiveness, apostasy, what kind of revelation do we have of God? If we had to draw a picture of God, and I know nobody's seen God, but we might could say, what in your mind would you draw? Think about that. This generation has accepted a man's upstairs, promoted from Hollywood, baloney. He's not a man upset. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our friend. He's our great I Am. He's a lily of my valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Yes.
I could go on. Well, it won't take any more time to do that, but people who have great revelation of God, that's what I'm talking about. The people of God still know their God. He's still their Creator. He's still the mighty God. He's still the ruler. He's still the great judge. And he always will be.
Yes.
You can want to live like you want to. You can go ahead and live like you want to. But it's not going to do you any good. It's going to get you in more trouble and more trouble and more trouble. Let's get close to God. Let's follow him. Let's ask him what he would want us to do for him. He's already done enough for us. We ought to be asking what we can do for him. And that's the way, that's the right way that we ought to accept things like this. We need a Mount Carmel experience when the people bow down after Elijah's prayer and cried out, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Can you imagine that day, those people doing that? We need to keep our nose in the book and never lose sight of our God. Amen. All right, number three. People who take great risk for God. Daniel was one who took many a great risk for God. He alone with the Hebrew children refused to yield their convictions about right and wrong. And that's the way it ought to be. We ought to refuse. When somebody tells us we got to do this and we got to do that and it's wrong, we ought to refuse it. That's the reason that a whole lot of churches now are like they are. They listen to somebody that is a liberal or something like that. They don't believe everything like they should. They got little things they can throw in, you know, and get the church to believe in it, and then it messes up the church. So, you see, it's time for us as God's people to take some great risk for God. We need to do what's right without any reservation. God will never let us down. Absolutely not. God is still saying to us, "Prove me, try me." He wants us to do that for him. The water will not part, neither will the mountain move until we step out by faith.
That's right.
The walls will never fall until we are willing to risk it all for God. Now let's go on to the next one. People who find rest in God. Daniel found a rest in God that all those of the kingdom could not find. The night that Daniel spent in the lion's den was restful for him, but the king walked the floor all night long. I praise the Lord for that, amen. He was the one wrong, he ought to have been walking the floor. The king was at the den early in the morning crying out to Daniel. And when Daniel heard him, he had to get up. I believe Daniel got up off the lion's and wiped his eyes and said, "Who's that calling me?" The old king hadn't slept none that night. But he sure was restful, wasn't he? He called back, coming first thing in the morning. The Bible clearly teaches us that there is a rest for the people of God. Hebrews 4:9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." And that's those that do what God wants them to do. And I want to share one more with you. And that is, there is a God that's coming after us. His name is Jesus. And I believe it's not going to be as long as it has been. In fact, I know it's not. One thing for sure, it could be a whole lot closer than we think, too. You know, the Lord says that He is coming out. He's going to send Jesus out. God is. I believe when God gets ready for us, come home, He's going to look over at Jesus. You know, the Bible says Jesus sees at the right hand of God the Father making intercession about sin. He's going to look over his right hand and say, "Son, it's time to go get them. Bring them home." What a wonderful time that's going to be for those that know what they're supposed to. Been saved by God's wrath, His grace. I feel like everybody's saved here. But one thing for sure, He's coming out to those that are born again by God's marvelous grace. And we as Christians ought to be right with the Lord. We need to be close to Him. Just as close as if He could come the next minute, or the next second, or the next breath. I'm ready. Are you? Let's bow our heads. As we do, Brother Donnie said a while ago when they sung that song, he wished they'd sing it again. So I'm with Sister Nancy and my sugar pie. Come up and sing that song again, if you will. But y'all come, if you would, please sing it. Those that would stand, would you stand with us? And you need to come to God's altar. It'll be open. Would you come? Come on. Sing an amazing song, grace again. I don't have to say anything in between the verses, just keep on with the verses. It might be hard to find the verses you're supposed to, but you have anything on your heart you need to pray about, anybody on your heart that you need to pray for, the altar is open. Would you come while they sing?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
It's God's amazing grace. I don't feel that I could even be here today for God's amazing grace.
Praise. through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
All right. Keep praying for your pastor. And I know there's others who need prayers. So keep praying for us. Thank you for letting me have a chance. Yeah, part of the service. You all ready to go home? Or get something to eat or something. All right,
you're dismissed.